From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Longtime former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh was killed Monday by Houthi rebels during a roadside attack just after ending a three-year alliance with the rebels battling a Saudi coalition. Houthi leader Abdel Malik al-Houthi called it an exceptional historic day, a day of the fall of what he called a treasonous conspiracy, and a black day for the aggressor states against the Yemeni people. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said Saleh's death came as he sought reinforcements from the Saudi coalition in fighting against the rebels.
Saleh went too far in supporting the Saudi-UAE group. And in the process, he was expecting and hoping that the Saudis and the UAE would be supporting him and sending in forces that will reinforce his forces in Sana'a to fight against Houthis.
Current President Abdurrabbu Mansur Hadi has called on the Yemeni people to rise up against the Houthis, whom he referred to as a criminal and terror organization. In New York, UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric, citing the fighting that's killed and wounded hundreds in the capital Sana'a, appealed for unimpeded humanitarian access.
It is paramount that civilians are protected, that the wounded are afforded safe access to medical care, and that all sides facilitate life-saving humanitarian access.
The U.S. called on all sides to engage in political negotiation. Another U.N. peacekeeper has been killed in Central African Republic. The U.N. blamed mainly Christian anti-Balaka militia for the attack on a U.N. checkpoint Monday at the entrance to a camp for the displaced in the southeast town of Bria. A Mauritanian peacekeeper was killed, two colleagues wounded, along with a third from Zambia. This is VOA News. In Honduras, it appears that President Juan Orlando Hernandez is headed for a narrow victory over challenger, longtime entertainer Salvador Nasrallah, following a long-delayed vote count from the November 26 ballot. Nasrallah, who led early on, has declared fraud. Police have been ordered to enforce a curfew following sometimes violent protests. But Dario Iraque, a Latin American analyst at Trinity College in Connecticut, said it's not being widely enforced.
Most of the police in Tegucigalpa, the capital of Honduras, and also in San Pedro Sula, the second largest city, has rebelled against having in order to repress resistance to the way that elections have been held. This is the first time that the police has rebelled and basically disobeying orders.
The delay in vote counting has been criticized that the government's manipulating the outcome. A partial recount is underway. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis was in Pakistan Tuesday to encourage Islamabad to end support for insurgents who use the country as a base for attacks on Afghanistan. His visit is the first since the Trump administration unveiled a new South Asia policy to end the Afghan war, calling for a firmer line against Pakistan. Nazif Shirani is a native Afghan who teaches at Indiana University.
The fact is, inside Afghanistan, there is absolutely no evidence of any change. Not only that, if the change is, the change is for the worse. In the last 3-4 days in Jalalabad, the closest city to Pakistan-Turkan border, there have been essentially massacre going on.
The U.S. Defense Department said Mattis told both civil and military leaders they must redouble efforts to confront militants operating in the country. The U.N. Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Jeffrey Feltman, is traveling to North Korea, the highest-ranking U.N. official to do so since 2011, amid tensions with Pyongyang over its nuclear and missile programs. Once again, U.N. spokesman Dujarric.
The visit is a response to a long-standing invitation from the authorities in Pyongyang for policy dialogue with the U.N. It'll be a wide-ranging discussion.
The visit comes amid tensions over the North's repeated rocket and nuclear tests, resulting in a series of Security Council sanctions. South Sudan is implementing an expensive Israeli-built closed-circuit television and drone security system that officials hope will cut crime in the capital, Juba. President Salva Kiir said it will be safe for everybody residing in the city. Former Illinois Congressman John Anderson, who launched an independent bid for president in 1980, died late Sunday at age 95. Anderson finished a distant third in the race for the White House that saw challenger Republican former California Governor Ronald Reagan win in a landslide victory over incumbent President Jimmy Carter. On Wall Street Monday, another record close for U.S. stocks, with the benchmark Dow Jones gaining nearly 60 points to 24,290. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.